You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds offers for this one, Alberto Palaschi to score in a Swansea win is 6-1 and Christian Benteke to score in a Liverpool win is 4-1. We saw Liverpool got dealt a cruel blow on Thursday night. A late goal for Villarreal saw them come away from Spain with a 1-0 defeat. But one thing we can say, Derek, the strikers will be well rested for Liverpool. Apart from Benteke getting 10 minutes, they didn't really have one on the pitch all night.
It was incredible. I actually thought Liverpool played okay against Villarreal. And, you know, they had a lot of possession. They looked really nice football until it got to the penalty area. And then it was like, who do we find? There's nobody there.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, even as a fan, you could, I'm thinking, what's the manager doing? Get somebody on there. This game is there for the taking. And, you know, all the faith that Koppheit's having, Jurgen Klopp, I suspect, although they'll never admit it, it might just have been dampened a little bit because, you know, it was painfully obvious what was going on. That said, you can't back him here. You know, no matter how well he played in Villarreal, you can't back him here at 11-8 because he's got the second leg coming up on Thursday. It's all that matters to Liverpool now. This game doesn't matter in the slightest. We've seen that in recent Premier League fixtures. Klopp has rested a string of players. I think he made 7 changes for the Bournemouth game, 10 a week earlier, whoever it was against, I can't remember now. Swansea aren't playing particularly brilliantly at the moment. They've shipped 7 goals in their last 2 games against Leicester and Newcastle. But at home, their home record recently hasn't been too bad. I think they've had 3 1-0 wins on the bounce, and I can see that happening again. But what I would ask is, why is this on telly, this game? Why on earth? Who's going to be watching it?
Yeah, that's a fair point, isn't it? You said Swansea haven't been playing that well recently. I think that's an understatement. They've been dreadful in the last 2 games, I think, anyway. Away from home against Newcastle, thumped 3-0 and beaten 4-0 by Leicester. And they just didn't turn up when they went to the King Power last weekend. I know that's a difficult trip to Leicester, who are flying in the league, obviously, top by 7 points. But I haven't been impressed with Swansea at all. I know Liverpool are focused, Derek, on that Thursday home match against Villarreal, and that's all that matters to them at the Europa League. But they have played decent football when they've weakened down recently. We saw that against Bournemouth back in mid-April, where they went to Bournemouth with a weak side and won 2-1 and put in an impressive display. Beat Everton 4-0, switched off in the second half against Rafa Benitez of Newcastle, and Newcastle came back and drew that game 2-2. Will Daniel Sturridge play in this game? What's the latest on Daniel Sturridge, Derek?
Well, he's fit. He wasn't fancied the other night. I don't know. It's a good question. It depends on whether Klopp will start him on Thursday. I suspect not.
If he's not going to start him on Thursday, and assuming he doesn't start him on Thursday, if he plays here, I can't believe he's not starting in me, because he's in really good nick at the moment, Daniel Sturridge. He's got 4 goals in 4 Premier League appearances for Liverpool against Swansea, and he scored 6 in his last 7 in the Premier League as well. So he scored in his last 4. I don't understand why he doesn't fancy him if he's fit.
The reason he doesn't fancy him is we know what Klopp demands from a player. It's pretty much, you know, 100% effort every minute. You're running everywhere, and that is not Daniel Sturridge, and it's not Christian Benteke either. That's why those 2 have been sidelined. You might argue, well, you know, it doesn't matter if he's scoring goals, but Klopp has a similar view I have on strikers. Yep, fine if you score goals, but somebody else could score goals and run a lot more. You know, it's an age-old argument that you know, will never go away. If Liverpool need a goal, he's the most likely to come up with it.
He is scoring goals, that's the thing. You just mentioned there, if a striker's scoring goals, they're doing their job, despite maybe his work ethic not being...
No, I disagree, you see. I disagree. I don't think if a striker's scoring goals, he's doing his job. He's got to do a lot more. The strikers have got to do a lot more than just score goals. That's my view.
Do you think Daniel Sturridge is out in the summer then?
No. He's too good a player to go. I mean, he'll learn. He'll have to learn. I'm sure Klopp will give him another season, and Sturridge will have to learn that you can't just go lang for 90 minutes. You've got to do a bit more.
I'll take him here if he starts this game. I know we are recording this on Friday morning. So if he starts in this game, I think he'll score because he's in fine form, and Swansea have switched off completely as far as I'm concerned. I think Liverpool will win, actually. 11-8 Liverpool to win the game. Sturridge 5-4 to score any time in this match, and Sturridge to score first is 4-1. I think they're good prices.
Can I just to highlight that point I've just made quickly, because I know if anybody listening will be, what's he on about? Strike scoring goals not doing enough. The example I always use was Ruud van Nistelrooy. when he played for Man United. Loads of goals he scored, I don't know, more than 20 every season. You know, what a striker. Guaranteed goals. What did United win when Van Nistelrooy played for them? Have a little look and you'll be surprised at how little United won during the years Van Nistelrooy was at Old Trafford. The year before he arrived, they won the treble. The year after they got shut of him, they won the double. The years he was there, they hardly won anything. So there's my little case.
We can't go through a podcast without you getting stuck into a Manchester United player, Derek. Still, right. All these years have passed since Van Nistelrooy was there, and you've got to hammer a couple of nails into him.
Too right. Well, I mean, it looks like he's had a few nails hammered into him, and the lack of movement he showed.
Yeah, I'm going Liverpool. You're going Swansea here then, Derek?
Yeah, Swansea, definitely for me.
Okay.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.